You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's also you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Jubal Show on demand. First date follow-up.
Amanda is on the phone today for a first date follow-up, and she's getting ghosted by a dude named Brian. So we'll see if we can figure out why and see if we can get her another date if she still wants one after she hears why in just a second. Amanda, thank you for coming on the show. Before we get into your date and why you think you're getting ghosted by this dude, how long has it been since you heard from Brian?
Hey, so I haven't heard from Brian in, it has to have been like 8 days now. So, I mean, it hasn't been like excessive, but it's more than, you know, he said he would call back within. Like, he said he'd call back within a couple of days.
Have you reached out to him at all?
Yeah, I mean, I like messaged him like, hello, but he didn't respond to that. And I didn't feel like sending another message because I thought that would be weird.
I feel you. That was probably a good move. What happened on the date?
Okay, so I went to this rock show and I met Brian there and he seemed really cool. We just kind of started talking and we like sat at the bar next to each other during the show. And then we started talking for a really long time after the show. And when everything closed down, we just decided to go like across the street to another place and then just keep talking some more. So like it was going really well. And like he is so attractive. And, you know, I wasn't surprised at all to learn that he was also a guitarist in a band.
Oh my gosh. Oh. This answers my question as to why you had to hear from him so badly after 8 days.
Always the guitar guys.
I mean, I get it. I'm a musician too. Like I get, it's fine, whatever.
Oh, that's gotta be awesome if you're a musician to meet another musician for a date. I mean, that's cool. You guys are both into the same thing.
Yeah, we really bonded. It was really cool. And, you know, after they closed everything down at the second place, I was kind of like, you know, my apartment's only a block away.
Okay, girl.
So like I decided I wanted to take him home with me.
Okay.
Yeah, and so he agreed and we went to my place and we had a lot of fun and then he left the next morning. And, you know, before he left, we did exchange numbers and he told me he'd call like the next day. Mm-hmm. And, you know, again, it's been like well over a week and I don't really get it.
Well, I hate to state the obvious. Sorry, but do you think it's like, whoop, got that, see you later? You know, I mean, it sucks. It sucks that that's a real thing, but it is. Do you think that could be it?
I don't know. I really hope it's not that.
Sure.
Like, I mean, I was really smitten with him, to be honest. And like, you know, among everything else, I especially love talking about our music taste. And, you know, I'm not very snobby about music, but like, maybe it's that like I can be a bit judgmental. And like Brian said, he was exactly the same way. So I don't know. I'll admit it's been a long time since a guy has pleased me like that.
Oh, okay. So that's also why you want to call him back.
Exactly.
You're like, okay.
But yeah, so I don't know. We like talked about jamming together at some point, and you know, I played in a few bands as well. So I don't know. It would be cool to just jam with him artistically and maybe physically too.
Keep having that thing happen that he was able to do.
Hit those high notes, man.
Yeah. Okay, well, we'll see if we can figure it out for you then. We'll play a song, come back, and then call him and see if he can tell us, see if he'll tell us why he's ghosting you and maybe get you another date if you still want it, okay? Okay,
jam session.
Yeah, another jam sesh. All right. We'll play a song, come back, and get your first date follow-up next. Amanda is on the phone today for a first date follow-up, and she is not getting a call back from a dude named Brian, and she really wants to, almost said rock out with...
Socks off?
Yeah, there you go. Rock out with her socks off. She wants a jam sesh with Brian, the guy's name.
There we go. Now we're back.
And we're about to call him to see why he's been ghosting her and maybe get her another date. But before we do that, Amanda, refresh everybody's memory. Tell us about your date with Brian and why you think you're getting ghosted.
I met Brian at a rock concert at a bar, and we were really... in touch with each other. Like, we were both musicians and really just kind of bonded. And so he spent the night and said he would call the next day after he left, but then he didn't end up calling back, and it's been about 8 days since then, and I'm really just confused.
And Amanda wants another date.
She does.
Or at least another evening. All right, so we're going to call him right now and see if we can figure it out. You ready, Amanda?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Hello.
Hi, may I speak to Brian?
This is him.
Brian, how are you, man? My name is Jubal, calling from a radio show called The Jubal Show.
Hi, Brian. I'm Nina.
Hey.
I'm here on The Jubal Show.
Yeah.
What's up, guys?
Hi.
What's up?
Why are you on my phone?
We heard you're hot.
Yeah, why not?
I'm just kidding.
Have you ever heard a segment that we do called the First Date Follow-Up?
I think so, yeah. I'm pretty sure I have.
What that is if you go out on a date with someone and then you end up ghosting them, they can email us to get you on the phone to find out why you've been ghosting them. And we got an email about you from someone.
I'm guessing it's probably Amanda, right?
Oh,
Andy's smart too.
So this is an intentional ghosting.
Yes,
then.
It's Amanda. Yeah, for you to know right away. Definitely.
Right,
it is Amanda.
Man,
Amanda emailed us, and she told us that she like really, really enjoyed her evening with you and wanted to see you again. But you know, it's been a while, and she hasn't heard anything, so she's wondering if you might tell us why you're ghosting.
Yeah, well, I mean, Amanda's great. She was really great. We had a really good time. We talked a lot. We drank a lot. Had an excellent time. Where things kind of went a little south was when we got to her place. I don't know how much she told you, but...
Everything. She told us everything.
She didn't give us all... Like, yeah, she didn't give us all the details, but I want some of the details later on, not on the radio, because she said that you, sir, did a great job, and I would love some pointers.
Oh, my God. I'm red right now.
I'm going to leave during that part. Or maybe I'll stay. I don't know. So what happened at her place?
We got back to her place, and she went from like rock musician fangirl to like Danny Tanner from Full House.
He's a clean freak.
She is a clean freak. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I felt like I couldn't sit down in the house, and we were drinking at her house still, and like she wanted me to use coasters, which is fine. You know, I understand it's your house. You want to keep it clean, but I also felt like there was nothing I could do in her house without breaking some rule or doing something wrong. There was a lot of, no, don't do that. Do this instead. The whole time I was there.
Oh,
and
really?
It was just a bit much. It's too bad because she was real cute. She was a lot of fun. She plays instruments, which is a rare thing, it seems like, these days. And and I was really looking forward to jamming out with her. But
just couldn't put up with the fact that she might be too much of a clean freak for you.
Hmm.
It was too much, and I'm not even scratching the surface, guys. If you had seen it, you'd understand.
I'm trying to picture, because I just feel like clean is such a turn on.
All her chairs are wrapped in plastic.
Oh.
And if it was only, you know, once or twice, okay, fine, it's your house, I'll follow your rules, but it was the whole night.
Thank you for being honest with us, man. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Is this going to be on the radio?
Yeah, it is. Also, she's actually on the phone, has been listening this whole time and wants to talk to you.
Oh, I should have guessed, right?
Hi, Brian.
Hi, Amanda. How are you?
Can I just say, like, I feel really ridiculous for going overboard about the cleanliness, because it's weirdly not the first time that someone's referred to me as, like, a Danny Tanner kind of person.
Are you serious?
Yeah, no, but, like, I guess I get kind of anxious when I have a guest over, so, like, I don't know. I feel bad about going overboard. Like, I'm usually pretty chill, and, yeah, I don't know. I think I was just really nervous.
Aww.
So then what's up with the plastic? Why are all the chairs wrapped up like Christmas presents and clear wrappers?
Well, so like the plastic, you might actually find this funny. I actually am really lazy and haven't unwrapped it since buying it.
Wait, what? Are you serious?
I mean, like, here's the thing. It does make it easier to clean. It is kind of like my grandma vibe, which I hear is chic now, is to have grandma chic in your house.
So somehow your laziness turns stylish all of a sudden. That's cool.
Right.
But is that comfortable, though? I just feel like my butt would stick to the chair.
You know, sometimes it does. I'm not even going to lie.
Are you sitting on the couch naked a lot?
Keep it interesting, I guess.
Yeah. But I don't know. Like, I guess, like, too, after the pandemic, I feel like everybody's really just psyched out about, like, coming into a place and knowing that that person isn't clean or washing their hands or whatever. So I think I have a little bit of that going on, too.
I love how honest you're being about your cleanliness.
Mm-hmm.
I think that that's something that, I mean, do you appreciate that a little bit?
I mean, I do, yeah. I don't think there's anything wrong with being clean. I just don't, you know, want a list of rules to follow if I'm going to come over. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I definitely get that. I totally could see why that came across as abrasive and maybe a little psychotic. Yeah, I promise I'm not crazy. I maybe just a little normal amount of crazy, but not that crazy.
A little crazy is good, right, Brian?
Yeah, I mean, a little crazy is a lot of fun.
Exactly. Yeah. So, Brian,
see?
Would you like another date with Amanda? We'll pay for it.
You know, yeah, actually, I honestly didn't think we would ever talk again, but yeah, I'm into it, and I think we could have a good time still.
Jam sesh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, let's jam out for sure. Well, let's get wild next time and rip that plastic off the furniture.
Ooh, wow.
I'll make sure to bring the bass next time for our jazz session.
What? You guys talking dirty, I can't tell.
Yeah, I can't tell. Ripping plastic off of furniture and slapping the bass. Yeah. Love it. All right, well, congratulations, you got another date.
Yay, are you excited?
Yes, I am.
And I'm excited too.
Yeah,
good.
We're all excited.
So excited.
Yeah.
And the chairs are excited, and the bass is excited, and the band's excited. Thank you guys.
No, thank you. Thanks.
The Jubal Show on demand.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.